我们该看一段圣经。
Let's turn to our Bible.
以西结书第47章。
Look at Ezekiel, chapter 47.
以西结书第47章。
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 47.
我们从第一节念完第十二节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 12.
我们用中文来念，请各位一起念。
Let's read together.
他回到殿门。 The entrance
of the temple. There's a water coming out from under the level of the temple. Then let's turn to the book of John, chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章37节38节。
Book of John, chapter 7, verse 37 and 38.
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
接近的魔者就是最大的人，耶稣站着祷告。人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说。 从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。再看约翰福音第四章。 Now
let's turn to the book of John chapter 4
第十四节 verse 14。 约翰福音第四章十四节。 Whoever
water I gave him would never thirst. Indeed, the water I gave him would become a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
昨天有人已经交钱订这个导线的，你没有拿到这个正式的收据，等一下可以在外面换那个收据。For
those who subscribed the steering magazine yesterday and already paid the subscription, we will issue you a formal receipt.
有的人还想订导线，等一下还可以在外面。
Anybody want to become a new subscriber, you can go ahead and register at the back.
你们如果需要买树林的书，那么这个百合书店今天还有服务，等一下你都可以在那边去买。
And those who want to buy spiritual books, please go ahead and buy it from the Lily Bookstore.
不然恐怕要等到明年。
Otherwise, you have to wait until next year.
感谢主，我们刚才念这个以西结书第四十七章。
We praise the Lord that we just read Ezekiel chapter 47.
在哪里我们看见一幅图画
？And there we saw a picture.
是很美丽。
It's a very beautiful picture.
也很神圣的。
It's very sanctified.
那个是一个活水江河。
It's a living water.
这活水江河是指的什么呢？
The river of living water, what it typifies.
所以说，因为道河是从圣殿里面流流流。
A river was initiated from the sanctuary.
开始这一点点的水从门间下面流出来。
And then it starts from the threshold and it's a very small amount.
但是因为它在泉，在上面有这个不停止的泉源。
Because the spring is continuing.
所以越流越多。
And so it flows more and more.
越流越远。
So the flow more and farther.
流到它沉着一个江河，一直到死海哪里去
？And become from becoming a river and then flow to the sea.
请你想一想，从耶路撒冷这道河跟流到死海哪里去？这道河是多么长
？A river can flow from Jerusalem to the Dead Sea. How far it is?
所以这幅图画我说是十分美丽的。
So I said the picture is very beautiful.
这段圣经呢，我们从灵异讲，是指着我们基督徒在神的面前成着活水江河。
From spiritual point of view, that Christian becomes living the water, a river of living water.
这个活水指的什么呢
？What is the living water?
刚才我念约翰福音，我们看见可以指着两种。
We just read the book of John. It said there are two things there.
第一个就是指着我们的生命。
It typifies our life.
这是主耶稣给我们那个新的生命。
The new life that gave to us by Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣在雅各诊坛对撒玛利亚妇人讲道的时候
，When Jesus preached to the woman at the Jacob well,
主耶稣对那个女人说
，So Jesus told the woman,
你天天来打水。
You come here and get water every day.
你喝着这真理的水，你的喉咙还是干渴。
Now, after you drink it, you still thirst.
意思说，你靠着你自己的努力。
That means through your own effort.
自己的奋斗。
Your own struggle.
你一生花了什么样的力量
？No matter how much strength you spend.
但是世界没有种东西可以满足你的心灵。
There's nothing in this world can satisfy your heart.
你的心灵是干渴的。
Your heart is thirsty.
你一定要到我这里来。
You must come to me.
我要赐给你生命的活水。
I will give you the living water of life.
我这生命的活水就在你里面。
The living water will be indwell in your heart.
在你里面会涌出这个泉源出来。
And that is bringing out the living water.
叫你能够永远不干渴不干渴。
So you will not thirsty forever.
有的时候我们喉咙干渴的时候。
Sometimes we are thirsty.
喝了一杯水干渴，喝了两杯水还是干渴。
We drink one cup or two cup of water, we still thirsty.
有时候我们这样想。
Sometimes we think.
假如在我里面有个泉源，可以流出这个水来，那就多好。
And if there's a spring in my heart, in my body, how nice it will be.
但是不可能。
But that's rather impossible.
只有属灵的才可能。
And only in spiritual things it will happen.
主耶稣把那个生命的活水赐给我们。
And Jesus granted us the living water.
让能够满足我们的心灵。
It can satisfy our heart.
主耶稣对那个女人说
：“So Jesus told the woman,
你一切的劳力并不能满足你的需要。
Now all the labor, all the tortures, you cannot satisfy your heart.
主耶稣还对她说，你的祖宗啊，雅各也不能满足你。
And even your ancestor Jacob cannot be satisfied.
这句话对我们也很有教训。
And this have a very thought provoking to us.
常常有些基督徒这样想。
And always Christian, we think this way.
我的爸爸是长老，他很热心。
My father is the elder of the church. He is very good.
我的爸爸是牧师，他很爱主。
My father is a pastor. He loved the Lord.
我们想，或者靠着我的爸爸，靠着我的母亲，他可以帮助我，让我得到神的恩典。
So through my father or through my mother, I can have the grace of God.
雅各是雅各，你是你。
Well, Jacob is Jacob, and you are you.
你的父母的。那个救恩不能流到你的生命来。
The salvation granted to your parents cannot grant it to you.
我们只有自己到耶稣基督的面前来。
So we have to come to our Lord Jesus Christ personally.
但是主就要把这生命的活水赐给我们。
And then God will give us this river of living water.
来满足我们的需要。
To satisfy our need.
这个水呢，第一就指的主耶稣给我们生命的活水。
The water typified the living water that Jesus Christ gave to us.
第二，这个 水这预表了是灵。
And second is typified the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在约翰第七章所讲的。
And Jesus mentioned in Book of John chapter 7.
我们饥渴。
When we are thirsty,
我们不能满足,
we cannot be satisfied.
我们到主面前来,
we came to the Lord.
主要把圣灵赐给我们,
so he gave us the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵要从我们里面流出活水的江河来,
and the Holy Spirit will have a springing out from inside our body.
哎, 感谢主,
praise the Lord.
这我们从这里看见,
so we can see,
这里的, 生命, 这个活水呢, 一方面就指着我们, 主耶稣给我们那个生命的活水。
So on one hand, it typifies the living water that Jesus Christ gave to us.
一方面是指着圣灵的活水。
And on the other hand, it typified the Holy Spirit gave us the living water.
我们的生命靠着圣灵。
Our life depends on the Holy Spirit.
圣灵借着我们的生命。
And the Holy Spirit through our life,
这两股水合成一股水出来。
So two streams merge into one.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们注意这段圣经所说的。
Let's pay attention to the scripture.
这个水是从里面流出来的。
The living water is coming from inner heart.
它说从殿里面流出来。
From the sanctuary of the holy temple.
这个殿预表了什么？
What is the temple typifies?
预表了我们每个基督徒的内心。
It typifies the inner part of our Christian heart.
圣经说我们这是上帝的殿。
The Bible tells us that our body is the living temple of God.
主耶稣说，我的活水就在你里面。
So God said the living water is indwelled inside us.
是在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is inside us.
所以这个电呢，从灵意来讲，就指着我们里面，从我们里面流出来的。
So from spiritual point of view, the temple means our body. It came from inside.
当无旬节的时候，
When the Pentecost comes,
彼得对他们说，你们先信了，就要接受圣灵。
So Peter said, you receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就在你们里面。
And then the Holy Spirit will indwell in you.
以弗所书第一章告诉我们说，
The book of Ephesians chapter 1 tells us,
我们先信了耶稣，就圣灵在我们里面。
We believe in Jesus Christ, then we have an indwelling Holy Spirit.
今天有些基督徒
A Christian today.
哎呦，很多时候他就说，哎呀，我要求圣灵。
And many times we said we want to seek for Holy Spirit.
到哪里就求圣灵呢？
Where do you seek it?
你想要到什么地方就求圣灵。
Where can you find Holy Spirit?
有次一个人告诉我，
Once somebody told me.
哎，我现在要到山上去祷告。
I want to go up the mountain to pray.
我们要常常到山上去祷告。
Well, indeed, we go to mountains to pray.
我就问他，你要到山上祷告是为什么事情？
I said, why you want to go up to the mountain to pray?
我要去求圣灵。
So I'm seeking for Holy Spirit.
我说求圣灵，我要跑到山上去。
I said, you don't have to go up to the mountain.
山上比较近天。
Well, the mountain is higher and closer to heaven.
我说你错误了。
I said, well, you are wrong.
你有两个错误。
You have two mistakes.
第一个错误是说，
The first one,
圣灵已经降临了。
The Holy Spirit already descended.
啊，圣灵已经开始了圣灵时代的工作。
The Holy Spirit age has begun.
圣灵降临，他没有再回去。
So once the Holy Spirit descended, he never returned.
等到这个时代的末了，圣灵才回去。
Until the end of this world, the Holy Spirit will return.
所以今天圣灵就充满了大地。
So the Holy Spirit today satisfied the whole earth.
我们的神怎么样充满了大地？
How can the Spirit spread over the earth?
圣灵也是一样。
The same way the Holy Spirit will.
为什么你要跑到山上去呢？
You don't have to go up to the mountain.
那是第一个错误。
That's the first mistake.
第二个错误，圣经明明告诉我们。
The second mistake is the Bible clearly tells us.
你信了耶稣，
once you receive Jesus Christ,
圣灵已经在你里面。
The Holy Spirit is inside you.
你里面不求，跑到外面去求什么？
You don't have to look for outward, it's inward.
你跑到山上，圣灵啊，充满我，充满我。
You go to mountain and say, Holy Spirit, fill me, fill me.
圣灵说，我就在你心里，你不求，要跑到那么远去求什么？
He said, I'm inside you. Why come you have to go to far away places?
是不是圣灵在我里面？
Is it true that the Holy Spirit is inside us?
是，我们读过这个圣经。
We know that in scripture.The Holy Spirit is inside us.
所以感谢主，灵是在我们里面。
So we praise the Lord, the Spirit is in us.
那个新的生命也在我们里面。
And the new life is in us as well.
以弗所书第三章说，
In third chapter of Ephesians,
我们因信耶稣都住在我们里面。
Once we believe Jesus, He indwell in our heart.
所以圣灵在我们里面，耶稣那个新的生命也在我们里面。
So the Holy Spirit and the new life of Christ both inside us.
我们要记得一件事情。
Let's remember one thing.
一个信耶稣的人。
A Christian, a believer,
一开始就有灵在你里面，新的生命在你里面。
In the very beginning, the new life and the spirit is inside you.
让我借用一句话说，哪个是一个点？
Let me borrow an expression. That's one starting point.
不够。
That's not enough.
圣经要我们呢，就是要一个全面的。
And the Bible wants us to spread out the point.
什么叫圣灵充满呢？
So we have to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是圣灵从我里面这个点。夸张的势力全面的占有我这个人就叫做圣灵充满
The filled by the Holy Spirit is start from this initial point and widespread through all my body and is all filled with the Holy Spirit
圣灵不但占有我这个人
Not only the Spirit occupy myself
圣灵的能力
The power
圣灵的势力
And the influence
他要借着我这个人表彰出来
And through me can be expressed
好像刚才四十七章所告诉我们的
Like in chapter 47
它成为一道活水的江河流出去
It had becoming a river of living water and it flows and flows
神的恩典不是在我们一个人身上
The grace of God is not limited to ourselves
但是要借着我这个人来造福周围的人
But through ourselves we can bring the blessings to others
一直到全世界都因着我的福气
And then the whole world can be blessed through me
可惜今天很多基督徒忘记这个最重要的教训
It's pitiful that the Christian forget this teaching
他们走了从前以色列人的道路
They walk the old path of the Israelites.
以色列人他们怎么样呢
How about the Israelites?
我们感谢上帝，我们是上帝的选民。
They praise the Lord because we are the chosen one.
律法是我们的。
The law is ours.
神的约是我们的。
The covenant is ours.
什么都是我们的。
Everything is ours.
我们是天之骄子。
We are the chosen one.
除了我们之外
，besides us，
其他的人是什么
？Who are the other people?
以色列人啊之外，那个选民是什么？不，除了选民以外，那些人是啊，你们啊，
外邦人
，Gentiles。
他们用一个名字来给我们外邦人叫做什么
？What is their term for the Gentiles？
记得吗？狗就是。
Dog.
他看我们做狗啊。
Like dog.
我们是上帝的骄子，天之骄子，你们是狗。
We are the chosen one. We are the beloved ones. All the else is Gentile is dog.
换一句话说，假如你灭亡是该死的。
And in other words, you are destroyed. That's fine with you.
因为你们是狗啊。
Because they are dog.
今天多少基督徒要存着这样的思想
？Many a time, our Christians have the same viewpoint.
我得救了。
I'm saved.
靠着耶稣的宝血，天堂有份。
Through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, I have portion in heaven.
我离开世界，要到天堂去。
After I departed from this world, I'm going to heaven.
感谢上帝啊
！Praise the Lord.
我们就到此为止。
That's it.
那么我们周围的人怎么样呢
？How about the surrounding people?
你有没有负责任
？Do you have responsibility?
耶稣怎么对我们说呢
？What did Jesus tell us?
从耶路撒冷。
From Jerusalem.
一步一步去。
Step by step.
耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚、犹太全地。
Jerusalem, Samaria, and all the land of Judea.
一直到地极。
Or to the end of the world.
有人说哎呀你要到我到地极去啊
Somebody said well you want to bring me to the end of the world
那我就没有办法
I have no other way
不过我们每个人都有我们每个人的地极
But every one of us we have our boundary the remote area
你的耶路撒冷可能是你的家庭
Maybe Jerusalem is your home
你的撒玛利亚可能是你的邻舍
Maybe your Samaria is your neighborhood
啊，你的地基可能是你的朋友你的亲戚你周围的人
Your boundary may be your surrounding people your community
你不要想你的地基要跑到很远去
Your end of the world may not be the far away places
神划给我们的地界并不完全相同
God set a boundary for us. It's not everybody the same.
不过不管怎么样
But no matter what,
我们每一个人啊，不能停留在自己里面
We cannot remain in our self-centered.
我得救了，我就够
I'm saved. That's enough.
我不管别人
I don't care other people.
我们要扩张地的市井
We have to expand our territory. We expand and expand. From myself to Jerusalem, to Samaria, to Judah, and to the end of the world. Whatever we see,
我们显得到的,
whatever we think,
神所, 交托给我们的,
whatever God entrusted us,
我们要把他们带回来,
we have to bring them to God.
感谢主, 这个是, 神所给我们一个使命,
God give us a mission.
所以我们从圣经, 我们可以看见,
so from the Bible we can see,
这个水呢, 是从里面流出来,
the water coming from the sanctuary,
以后神要我们成就一道活水的江河,
then become a river of living water.
影响这个时代的人,
we can influence this generation.
拯救这个时代的人,
we can save this generation.
这个是神给我们的使命,
this is the mission given to us by God.
为什么圣经用这个水来表明, 这个耶稣给我们哪一个生命?
Why the Bible used water to typify the life Jesus gave to us?
为什么要用这道河, 来形容这一方面?
Why they use river to describe this picture?
我这两天我思想这句话，我觉得很有意思。
I'm thinking this during this couple of days.
我从圣经小心来看。
As carefully we examine the Bible.
这里有道河。
There's a river.
但这道河呢, 没有声音的。
And the river, there's no noise.
我觉得很宝贵的。
It's very precious.
在神啊, 这个生命里面。
In the life of God.
在圣灵的工作里面。
And the work of Holy Spirit.
很多时候是很安静的,
many a time it's so quiet.
以利亚在山上,
when Elijah was
神对他,
in the mountain,
神对他说话,
God talked to him.
这个很微小的声音,
and used a whispering voice.
当所罗门建造圣殿的时候,
when King Solomon built the temple,
圣经说没有声音,
the Bible said there's no noise.
他们是安安静静, 在灵的带领下面,
it's all quietly proceed by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在灵的安排下面,
through the arrangement of Holy Spirit.
他们安安静静在神的面前,
they quietly wait upon the Lord.
有的时候我们觉得今天在教会里面,
sometimes we felt in a church,
或者在弟兄姐妹的团契里面,
or in a fellowship of brothers and sisters,
有时候我觉得我们的声音太多,
sometimes we feel we are too noisy,
我们的声音也太大,
we have too many voices,
大到一个地步,
it's to an extent,
听不见神的声音,
we cannot hear the voice of God.
我们也记得,
we also remember,
假如是这样的, 恐怕没有灵的工作在里面,
if that's the case, there is no work of the Spirit.
恐怕就是我的声音, 恐怕就是你的声音,
maybe it's your voice, maybe it's my voice.
只有我的意见, 只有你的意见, 就没有圣灵的意见,
my idea and your idea, but not the idea from the Holy Spirit.
没有声音, 多么宝贝两个字,
how precious it is to be quiet.
就这样, 安静在神面前,
we quiet, wait upon the Lord.
我要看这道河没有波浪,
This river do not have waves.
我有的时候觉得今天的教会人的动作太多,
today in a church the human activity is too much.
人的把戏太多,
there are a lot of tricks come from human beings.
今天我们在世界拿了太多的东西到教会里面来,
we apply too many secular ways and means to a church.
用了很多人的办法到教会里面来,
we use the human's ways and human's means to come into a church.
有的时候我的心觉得很沉重,
sometimes I'm very heavy in my heart.
我小的时候, 我读过这个穆勒先生他的传记,
when I was small, I read the biography of George Mueller.
他是一个信心的伟人,
he is the giant of faith.
他的信心怎么样呢?
What is his faith?
他说我信神,
I believe in God.
一切神负责,
everything God responsible.
他就那样安安静静, 自己没有什么, 就是依靠他的神,
so everything is quietly wait upon the Lord.
他有个故事,
there's a story.
他曾经养活2000个孤儿,
once he raised 2,000 orphans.
有一天他要吃饭的时候, 什么东西都没有,
one day when it's a meal time, there's nothing there, no food.
那个管厨房的人来对他说,
so the kitchen people came to tell him,
没有东西吃了,
there's nothing to eat.
他很安静,
I said, that's okay, that's quiet, let's put all the utensils on the table.
当他摆好的时候,
when he finished putting all those utensils,
外面一部大车,
there's a truck outside and send some bread.
怎么样送来呢?
How they send the bread?
连穆勒先生早都不知道,
even Mueller, he didn't know that.
神就按时把他送到这里来,
but God kept his right time to send
the food.
Because once there's a rich person come to visit the orphan house and he was very touched.
他说你的工作,
he said, your work really touched my heart.
我给你一个我的地址, 什么时候你要钱,
I give you an address. Whenever you need money, come and see me.
Mueller先生怎么样说?
And what did Mueller say?
我们从来不找人, 我们只有找上帝。
We never seek people, we seek God.
我读到那些故事,
when I read the story, I'm so touched because that is faith.
今天24集教会的信心太可怕。In
today's 20th century, our faith is really terrible.
我们用尽各样的办法找钱。We
use all kinds of ways to find our financial sources.
哎呀，让我们听见，究竟你是信什么？你是信上帝，还是信你的方法？
So what do you believe? You believe in God, or you believe your ways and your means?
我不要太多讲这方面的事情。I
don't want to emphasize on those areas.
我就说，我们要想一想。
But we have to think about it.
这道生命的, 这个祸水将它流下来, 没有波浪的。
The river of living water flows without waves.
他们是那么的安静,
so quiet.
弟兄姐妹,
their brothers and sisters.
宝宝的神给我们看见,
we hope God made us see.
当我树林的生命都能够到一个高深的地步,
when we have into a deeper spiritual life,
你跟神更接近的时候,
you draw closer to God,
你就懂得更多来依靠你的神,
you know more to depend on God,
让神把他的荣耀彰显在你身上,
so God can reveal his glory.
这个是我们从这道
that we can learn from this river of living water. Another thing, let's think about the water.
为什么水把我们的生命用水来形容呢?
Why we describe our life as water?
把圣灵用水来形容呢?
We describe the spirit as water.
我觉得这里就很有意思。
I think it's rather meaningful.
我们一起来想啊，我。 我会提到几件事情出来。
Let's think about it, and I'm going to mention several points to you.
我觉得水有个很厉害的适应力。
I think the water have a very powerful compatibility.
你把水呢, 摆在一个杯里面,
you put the water inside a cup.
它能够适应。
That's okay, it's compatible.
你摆在一个四方的东西, 它也能够适应。
You put a square container, it's compatible.
你不管摆在什么地方, 它都能够适应。
No matter what kind of container you put it, it's compatible.
我觉得这个是一种生命奇妙的地方。
I think that's the wonderness of life.
我很喜欢一首诗歌。
I like a hymn.
里面有两句话是这样说,
the two stanza there says,
不管是岸上, 不显, 不管是海洋, 有耶稣, 哎呀, 就是我的天堂。
Even is in the ocean, as long as Jesus, in the presence of Jesus Christ, is my heaven.
这首诗歌多少人会, 会唱呢? 啊?
How many people know this song?
这个是生命, 这个奇妙的适应能力。
This is the wonderness of the compatibility of life.
当保罗呢, 坐在监牢里面,
when Paul, Apostle Paul, when he was in jail,
他说别人呢, 一定是痛苦得不得了。
He said, other people will be painful to an extreme.
哎呀, 我是一个哲学家。
But I'm a philosopher.
今天我这辈子之家, 想不到来坐监牢。
Well, he might complain, I'm a philosopher, but for Christ's sake, I was put in jail.
我是主的使徒。
I am the apostle of Jesus.
想不到今天要坐在监牢,
I never know I have to be put in jail.
恐怕我们要在哪里自怜自叹。
Maybe we feel so pitiful and we complain.
那保罗怎么样呢?
But what did Paul did?
哎,在监牢里面,仍然在唱歌。
Even singing in the jail.
我很喜欢《使徒行传》16章描写的很美丽。
The 16th chapter of Book of Acts is rather beautiful.
我们早晨是,我们唱歌唱得很大声呢。
We sing hymns very loud in this morning.
但我是在告诉你,我们唱的还比不到保罗所唱的更大声。
But we cannot be compare, our voice cannot compare to the voice of Paul.
保罗唱的怎么样?
How did Paul sing?
唱到监牢都会摇动了。
He sing to an extent the jail was shaking.
我们早晨唱歌这个房子不会摇动的。
This morning, even the window and the door is not shaking.
你看他在监牢里面还有那么奇妙的喜乐。
Such a wonderful joy in his heart.
不管在哪里。
No matter where.
我就是坐在这个罗马的监牢里面也好。
Even I'm sitting in the prison of Rome.
我也在信徒的家里给他们很好的招待也好。
Or under the hospitality of a Christian brothers and sisters.
我在海上遇到这个波浪也好。
Or encountering the waves on the sea.
我能够适应。
I can adjust it.
没问题的。
No problem.
啊，这个奇妙的适应能力。
The wonderful compatibility.
我们怎么样呢?
What is our situation?
这个是一个测验你。
This is a testing stone.
弟兄姐妹，当我们环境好的时候，哎呀，感谢上帝。
When we have a very smooth environment, we praise the Lord.
环境不好，你怎么样?
How about the situation against us?
不要说歌唱不出来，连祷告都祷不出来。
那we cannot even sing or pray.
我们常常埋怨我们的环境不好。
We always complain about our environment.
而且看一个故事，我觉得很有意思。
I read a story, it's rather interesting.
一个人他说，哎呀，我在地下。人事太多太复杂，整天叫我发脾气，我最好就到山上去，剩下我一个人。
Oh, I'm on this world. There's so many people besides me. It's so crowded and noisy. I better go up to the mountain and I want to be alone.
所以到山上去了。
So he climbed up to the mountain.
哎呀，山上很好，安安静静的自己一个人。
So it's so quiet up in the mountain. It's so nice. So he's alone there.
第二天他就出来散步。
So on the second day he take a walk.
不小心他的脚就踢到一块石头。
And carelessly, he's
脾气人多要该发脾气，没有人一样要该发脾气。
So he got quick temper, no matter if it's crowded or he's alone.
在地上该发脾气，在山上一样要该发脾气。
So on the city, he is complaining and have quick temper on the mountain as well.
环境有影响。
Yes, there's the influence of the environment.
但是环境不是决定的。
But that's not the decisive power.
决定的乃是我们那个生命的能力。
What really matters is the power of our life.
看看我们自己怎么样。
You look at ourselves.
这第一件事情啊，我觉得假如我们有神那个能力，那生命的能力，我们能够适应各样的环境。
If we have the power of God's life, we can adjust to any kind of environment.
这个当然要看你生命的程度如何。
And we depend on the degree of this life.
我今天讲的是一个属灵生命来到丰盛地步的基督徒。
Once we enter into the abundance of this life.
我要讲第二件事情。
The second point.
水有一种不变性。
The water is unchanging.
水它不能改变的。
Would not change.
你看现在的水碰到热就变成什么？
When the water was heated, what it became?
变成什么？
气，
是不是？
It vaporized.
外面会变，里面还是一样的。
But the outward is changed, but the content is the same.
碰到更冷，它可以结成冰。
When you have a cold weather, it becomes ice.
要不太冷，它可以回归再做水。
And the temperature raises up, it comes back to water again.
外面可以变。
It change outward,
里面不变,
but inside the same.
一个基督徒应该有这个不变的能力。
The Christian should be unchanging.
我这样说。
Let me say this way.
做基督徒啊，有的时候人家叫我们做牛，我们可以应着一位牛。
Somebody want us to torture us, want to do hard work, we will, like an oxen.
人家叫我们做马，我们可以应着一位马。
And somebody force us to torture and labor like horse, we'll do like horse.
我讲这两句话，就从你们在那念古文，都念到这个东西出来啊。意思说，人怎么样看我们无所谓。
How people treated us and look at us, that doesn't matter.
最重要，我们里面不变。
The most important thing is our inner heart will not change.
还是基督徒。
Christian is a Christian.
在古教会的历史。
In the ancient church history.
记载有个年轻的姐妹。
There's a young sister.
不过是二十几岁。
In her 20-some
years old. 那个时候罗马帝国就要压迫基督徒丢弃信仰。
And the Roman Empire tried to persecute the Christian to forsake their faith.
如果你不丢弃信仰, 他就要迫害你。
If you don't forsake your faith, and you will be persecuted.
所以他的父亲啊, 就很挂虑。
So that worried her father.
他说, 女儿,为了你父亲的缘故, 你要离弃你的信仰。
So he said, my daughter, for your father's sake, please forget about your religious belief.
还有,你一个小小的儿子, 或者你的儿子,
and also for your little son, you better forget your religious belief.
他父亲天天来劝他,
so her father came to see her every day.
然后他女儿手里拿一个杯子,
so the daughter took a cup.
说爸爸这个是什么东西?
Said, Father, what is this?
是杯子,
that's a cup.
说你能不能叫他的别东西?
Can you change to something else?
他说不能,
no.
他说我也是这样,
but me either.
基督徒就是基督徒,
I'm a Christian, I am a Christian.
不管我的周围如何,
no matter what is the environment,
不管我的环境如何,
no matter what's the surrounding situation,
永远不能改变,
I can never change.
所以我觉得一个基督徒好像属于就是有这个不变的能力,
so Christian like water is unchanging,
不能改变,
we cannot change.
你怎么样呢?
How about you?
有时候我们到一个基督徒中间，我们就可以很热心。
When we appear among the Christian brothers, we are so zealous.
有时候我们到一些不信主中间，你就整个都变了，连口都不敢说了。
And when you go to a non-believers, even your face, your tone, your voice changed.
我们变得太多。
We change too much.
某一些人我们就变得很热心，某一些人我们就变得连耶稣都不要了。
To some people, we are so zealous. To other people, we don't even recognize Jesus Christ.
那一个基督徒不应该是这样。
But that's not the way Christians should be.
好像水一样，外面可以变。 那个本质是不变的。
Like water, you can change outward, but in the inner essence is the same.
但是一件奇妙的事情,
but a wonderful thing,
我不变,
I'm not changing.
但我们靠着福音的能力要改变我们周围的。
Through the power of gospel, we want to change our surroundings.
刚才以西结书47章里面说呢,
what Ezekiel 47 told us,
这个水流下去能够改变。
The water, once it flows, it changes.
叫那个沿海的水本来是苦的变成甜了。
They turn the water from sour to fresh.
耶稣说你们是光。
Jesus said, you are light.
光能够改变周围的黑暗。
The light can change the darkness.
这个生命水能够改变苦水成了甜水。
The water, the life, living water can change from sour water to fresh water.
我们能够改变。
We can change our surroundings.
能不能改变我们周围的环境?
Can we change the environment?
我们应该有这个改变的能力。
We should have a changing power.
我想还有一件事情, 水有种参透的能力。
And also water can penetrate.
无孔不入的。
It can penetrate everything.
初期的信徒就是这样，无孔不入的。The
early believers, Christians, is this way.
我们念教会历史，你可以看见，他们传福音是无孔不入的。You
know, all the Christians, they penetrate to every corner of the world.
王宫他也能够进去。At
the palace, they can enter.
监牢里面也能够进去。They
go to the prisons.
什么地方我们都能够进去。They
go to any places.
无孔不入的,
it penetrates everywhere.
今天我们有没有这个能力呢?
Do we have this kind of power?
有没有呢?
Do we have that today?
求主帮助我们每个人。
We pray that God will help us.
真的我们有一种参透的能力。
We should have the power of penetration.
利用各样的办法把福音带进每一个地方。
Through all kinds of ways, we bring the gospel to every corner of the world.
我选到属于有这四个的 的特性，各位你可以来补充，你要选道哥来补充啊。
I think of these four special characteristics of water. You may have some more.
你想到别的没有？
Anything else?
我想应该有啊。
They should have some more.
不过我因为年纪大了，这个脑筋比较钝了。Because
I'm getting old, so that's all the four points I can think of.
你们就想好了。So
I leave that to you, and you think about it.
好，我们现在再想另外一件事情。
Let's think about something else.
就是这道活水的江河。
So this river of living water.
活水的江河就是说这个水已经成了一道河了。
That means the water have merged into a river.
站在基督徒这个地位来讲
，from Christian's point of view，
我们不再是一点水在我里面
，not just one drop of water inside us，
乃是这个水已经发展成作一道江河
，but rather the river the waters merge into a river。
我再不是一个幼稚的生命
，I'm not a childish life。
现在成作一个甘甜的生命
，now become a sweeter life。
甘甜到个地步，一个丰盛的生命
；is a forwarding life become an abundant life，
一种满意的生命
；is overflow life，
所以就成了一道河
；it become a water。
因此，这个河就有河这个特别的地方。
So river have a special reason to become a river。
一道河有它的宽度，是不是
？The river have its width。
这个河在不是在里面门前留下那一点点。
The water start from the threshold of a sanctuary, but now it become a river.
现在满意了。
Now overflows.
有它的宽度。
It is a wide water.
一个树林的生命，假如到一个丰盛地步的人，他应该有宽度。
An abundant spiritual life should be wide.
我想今天教会里面
，In church today，
常常我们的心太窄。
Sometimes our heart is too narrow.
因心太窄，造成教会很多的难处。
Because of the narrowness of in our heart, it caused some problems in the church.
我到一个地方去。
When I once visited a place.
一个教会分立一个立的两个。
And the church split from one into two.
我说为什么你们一个立的两个呢
？I said why you split the church.
他们告诉我。
They told me.
一般人啊，守圣餐的时候，说我们一定用无效饼。
And somebody say, when we have the communion, we cannot use the yeast bread.
但是有一帮人说应该用有效饼。
Somebody said, no, we should use the bread with yeast.
一个要无效，一个要有效，就在整个争论争不下。
So they quarrel with one another. Yeast or no yeast.
争不下，一个教会就立了两个教会。
So it split from one to two.
我个人我就觉得这个好像钻牛角尖一样。
I think they are arguing over small points.
我不敢说他不对。
It's not really a mistake to say.
不过我觉得他们的心太窄了。
But I think it's their heart is too narrow.
或者我想将来回到天堂去。
I think when we return to heaven,
不晓得主耶稣会不会对他们怎样说。
I wonder if our Lord Jesus would say.
你们是纪念我吧
？You will remember me, right?
既然是纪念我，有效没有效，为什么那样紧张
？Why you are so nervous? You are remembering me with or without ease. That's okay.
紧张到一个教会会分立的两个不可。
So、it's nervous to an extent that you quarrel with one another and then you split.
只要你们会好好纪念我就够了。
As long as you can remember me, that's enough.
可能他为了这个有效没有效。来争执，等一下，连纪念主都忘记了。
And they are quarreling and struggling with one another. They might forget even to remember God, remember Jesus.
因小失大。
They because they arguing for small points, then they lose the main battle.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你。
Let me tell you this.
在教会里面
，in a church，
有些基本的真理，我们一点都不能改变。
Some basic doctrine we cannot compromise.
好像保罗说，我们一种福音的真理，一点都不退让。
Like Paul said, we cannot compromise for the gospel's sake.
耶稣的宝血我们不能退让。
We cannot compromise about the blood of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣死我们不能退让。
The death of Jesus Christ, we cannot compromise.
主耶稣的复活我不能退让。
His resurrection.
主耶稣的再来我不能退让。
His coming back, we cannot compromise.
这些是福音真理的根基的。
That's the foundation of the gospel.
除此以外
，besides this，
有一些是意思的。
Some of them are ritual.
啊，有些这并不重要。
It's trivial.
我们就不必为着那些小事啊花太多的时间来抵消我们的力量。
We don't have to spend much time there to dissolve our strength.
我们是在需要一个比较宽大的心。
We should have a wide heart.
在一个家庭里面。
In a family.
几个孩子吃东西未必一样的。
The children may not eat the same thing.
有的人喜欢甜的，有的人喜欢咸的。
Sometimes somebody likes sweet, somebody likes salty.
怎么样呢？
What can we do?
做爸爸说，咸的也是我的儿子，甜也是我的儿子。
So the father says, the sweet one is my son, The person like to eat the salty food, my son.
在这个家庭里面，爸爸都是高兴。
And in the family, the father favored both.
假如一个吃咸吃甜两兄弟打架，哪个爸爸才会心痛？
If the two sons argue with each other because of the taste, father really sorrows.
所以今天我的意思是这样， so, 我们需要一个宽度。
What I mean today is we should have a heart of whiteness.
盼望我们有上帝的心。
We have the God's heart.
我们是七点钟的，二十分钟。好，我记得一个故事。
I remember there's a story.
有个晚上，亚伯拉罕坐在哪里乘凉。
And one night, Abraham was sitting there, in the sunset.
有个老人家就经过哪里。
There's an old person, passing by.
很穷。
Very poor.
亚伯拉罕就在家里拿东西来给他吃。
So Abraham prepared some food for this person.
但他吃的时候就没有祷告。
When he eat, this person didn't pray.
亚伯拉罕说：“为什么你不祷告？”
Abraham said, "Why don't you pray?"
他说：“我是拜佛教的。”
He said, "I'm a Buddhism."
亚伯拉罕就把那个东西捡出来，我东西不给拜佛教人吃。
So Abraham take back the food. I said, "My food cannot give to a person who's a Buddhist."
他显然他为上帝大发热心。
He said, "I'm zealous for the Lord."
那个人走了。
So that person leave.
上帝问亚伯拉罕说，
So God asked Abraham,
那个人到哪里去？
Where is this person go?
亚伯拉罕说，他不祷告，不敬拜你，我不给他吃。
Abraham said, he didn't pray, he didn't say the grace before the food, so I don't give him to eat.
上帝说，
And God said,
我养他几十年了。
God said, I have been giving him food for 10 years.
你连一餐都不给他吃。
You don't even give him one meal?
亚伯拉罕就跑着就追着他回来，哎，回来回来，请你吃，请你吃。
So Abraham go ahead and chase him and say, come back.
很多时候，我们的心比上帝的心差得太远了。
Sometimes our heart is too narrow compared to God's heart.
腓立比书第二章说，
In the second chapter of book of
Philippians, 我们应该用基督耶稣的心为我们的心。
We should have the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要这个宽度。
We should have a wide heart.
这个活水江河要给我们看见个深度。
And also we should have a depth in our heart.
它是很深的。
It's very deep.
不但有个深度，它要个密度。
And also have the intensity.
它要它的长度。
And also the length.
这方面，今天早晨因为时间的关系，没有办法详细跟弟兄姐妹思想。
We don't want to elaborate in those points because of the limitation of time.
求主帮助我们乘坐一道活水的江河。
So we pray that God make us become river of living water.
在四十七章那边告诉我们说。
In chapter 47 tells us.
这道活水江河两边就很多树木。
And the on the side on the both sides of the water there are a lot of trees.
水里面就有很多的鱼。
A lot of living creature, fish in the water.
那个树木就能够结出很多的果子。
And bear a lot of fruits on the tree.
每个月一次。
Once every month.
都是有新的果子来供应人的需要。
Every month there's new fruits to accommodate people's need.
弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters.
供应别人。
To accommodate other people.
果子来供应。
Use the fruit to give.
里面的鱼来供应人的需要。
Use the fish to give people's need.
这个我想是活水江河一个最大的目标。
I think that's the goal for this river of living water.
弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters.
我昨天晚上提到这个目的。
Last night I mentioned about.
跟这个过程是不同的。
The goal and the process is different.
目的跟方法是不同的。
And the ways and means is different from our goals.
这道活水江河是从圣灵来的。
This living water came from the Holy Spirit.
你想一想，圣灵的给我们那个丰盛的生命，那个目的是什么？
What is the ultimate purpose that the Holy Spirit give us this abundant life?
这需要我们能够供应。人家的需要。
That the purpose is that we can accommodate to other people.
借助我们的供应。
Through our accommodation.
满足人的饥饿。
We satisfy people's hunger.
也借助我们的供应，让神在我们身上得到荣耀。
Through our accommodation, that God may be glorified.
圣灵假如充满我们。
If we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
你想，圣灵充满你以后，他要求你什么呢？
Think about it. If the Holy Spirit fills in you, What did the Holy Spirit want you to do?
加拉太书第五章讲得很清楚。
Galatians 5 tells us.
他是要你结出圣灵的果子。
We bear the fruit of the Spirit.
你能不能结那个圣灵的果子？
Can you bear the fruit of Holy Spirit?
仁爱。
Kindness.
喜乐。
Joy.
各样的果子。
All kinds of fruits.
你能不能从你的生命结出来？
Can you bear that from your life?
来满足人的需要呢?
To satisfy people's need.
你能不能结出很多的果子出来?
Can you bear a lot of fruits?
让人家看见你就给你吸引到神的面前来。
Now people, when they see you, they're attracted to God.
我昨天稍微有点提到这个灵恩派的事情。
I mentioned briefly about the Pentecostal movement last night.
我从心里面讲这句话。
I speak this from the bottom of my heart.
我不责备这个灵恩派的人。
I'm not scolding those people.
我是说他们有热心。
I said they are very zealous.
但是很多时候他们没有经知识。
But they don't have true knowledge.
因此他走偏了。
So they go to one extreme.
有这偏到一个很可怜的地步。
And sometimes it's extreme to an extent, it's rather pitiful.
他们说我们一定要讲方言。
They said we must speak in tongues.
可是我从圣经看来看去，根本就没有这个这样的一句话。
But I didn't find out in the Bible that we must speak tongue.
圣灵充满跟方言这两件事情连不下的，圣经从来没有这句话。
There is no such a thing in the Bible to fill by the Spirit and the connection with speaking tongues.
他们说，一个人必圣灵充满，一定要讲方言。
They said once you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you must speak in tongues.
照他所说
according to their saying,
他就整天在讲方言。
They speak in tongues every day.
我问你，
so let me ask you.
他就在我们旁边，有的不信的人，是不是因为他讲方言的缘故，就归荣耀给上帝？
And if there's a non-believer beside you because you're speaking in tongues, would he get glory to God because of that?
是不是我们周围的基督徒看见他呀，你让他讲了很多的方言，就被感动，就归给神有没有？
Would the believer brother sister in besides him because of he's speaking something he does not understand and gave glory to God?
保罗说，假如你讲方言啊，没有人翻译，你就回家啊，你就不要在众人的面前讲。
And Apostle Paul said, if you speak in tongue and nobody interpret for you, then you better speak it for yourself.
这就是说，没有一种公共的利益。
That means there's no benefit to public.
圣灵充满我们，它有个目的。
There's a purpose for the filling of Holy Spirit.
要满结圣灵的果子。
Want to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们打开加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians chapter 5.
弟兄姐妹一起念，从二十二节。
Galatians chapter 5.
22 and 23. 弟兄姐妹一起念。
Let's read together.
圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、怜善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。这里所提到的圣灵有九个果子。
The nine fruits of the Holy Spirit.
圣经所提到果子不止这一个地方。
There are not only one place mentioned the fruit, there are more than one.
还有别的地方有好几种果子。
There are other kinds of fruits.
这些果子就不同了。
It's different kind of fruits.
圣灵充满你。
The Spirit fills you.
你生命成熟了。
You have a mature life.
你能够接触这样的果子来。
You bear this kind of fruit.
当你能够仁爱。
When you can have love.
你想你周围多少人的被你感动。
When you have love, how many people will be touched?
当你能够喜乐
when you are joyful,
你的喜乐的生活态度你能够影响了多少人
and your attitude can influence other people,
你能够和平忍耐
you have a peace and you have a patience,
而你每件事情假如你能够多结圣灵这样的果子出来
if you bear more and more fruit of the Spirit,
很多人都必感动
and lots of people will be touched,
这个圣灵就要我们怎样来供应我们周围的人
And then the Holy Spirit wants us to accommodate other people
来满足这个时代的需要
To satisfy the need of this generation
很可惜很多人 把神的心意歪这个偏了
But somebody took the God's will and twisted it
偏到一旁去
And twisted it to another direction
所以结果呢跟神的心啊，越离越远。
And then is farther and farther away from the will of God.
活水的江河。
The river of living water.
这个神所要求我们的。
This is the command of the Lord.
今天早晨我就讲到这个地方来。
I will conclude here this morning.
第一个晚上我所注意的。
The first night I mentioned.
就是 一个这个树林的的生命能够长成到一个登峰造极地步那个信徒。
The spiritual life would grow to a peak for a Christian.
它是一种甘甜的能力。
Is a forwarding power.
活出一个得胜者的的生活出来。
The likeness of a conqueror.
不是失败，是得胜。
It's not fail, it's victorious.
昨天晚上我们就看见。
And last night.
他们这个树林的智慧。
The spiritual wisdom
能够做一个时代的先知
become the prophet of the generation
在一个时代把神的心意表达出来
express God's will in the generation
让人家呢能够懂得神的心神的计划
so others will know God's heart and God's plan
怎么样去找寻求神的喜悦
how to God, seek for God's how to be pleased in God's eyes
今天早晨我就提了个生命的问题
today we talk about the matter of life
我们要达到个满意的生命
we have an overflowing life
很多时候我们说
Many times we said,
我很贫穷,
I'm poor in spirit.
我很干渴,
I'm thirsty.
我们所讲的, 可能实在是我们, 这个生命的状况。
Maybe we really reveal the real status of our spiritual life.
但我们这些状况不是神所喜欢的。
But that's not what God wanted.
神是要我们丰丰富富。
God wants us to be very much abundant.
来到一个地步满溢出来。
It's to an extent that it overflows.
成这个活水江河。
Become a river of living water.
来满足人的需要。
To satisfy our needs, the human need. 我们盼望这个
让我们认识这一方面的
So let's understand this teaching from God. Let's examine ourselves. What is the status of my spiritual life? Am I a river of living water? Am I a conqueror like a life of a lion? Am I a prophet for this generation? Through my mouth,
用我的生活,
through my living,
用我的影响,
to my deeds and influence,
了解神, 认识神,
others can understand God and know God.
求主赦恩给我们,
May God be gracious on us.
我们一起祷告,
Let's pray.
主啊, 我们在你的面前,
Lord, we are in your presence.
我们是在需要一个成长的生命,
we need a growing life.
一个成熟的生命
a mature life
让我们有甘甜的能力
that we have a forwarding power
让我们能够有一个活水的江河
we have a river of living water
把你的生命
with through your life
把你的能力
with your power
把你的荣耀
and we express your glory
从我们的生命彰显出来
we can express through our life
主我们不愿意停留在起初的地步
Lord we are not willing to stay in our current status
我们要从小孩子大到成人的地步
we want to grow from child to an adult
我们也知道这些不能靠着我们自己
and we know that it cannot through ourselves
要靠着圣灵的大能力我们才能够达到
it must through the great power of the spirit
主请你的能力充满我们
we pray that your powerwill indwell in us.
求你的圣灵占有我们的全人。
We pray that the Spirit will fill our whole body.
今天我们离开这里。
As we depart here today,
我们求主赦恩在我们身上。
We pray that God will have gracious on us.
巴不得我们每个人恩上加恩，力上加力。
Pray that for your blessing and more blessings.
我们要从山上下去。
We are departed from a high mountain.
让我们带着你的荣耀回去。
We pray that we bring along with your glory.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.